Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
Good morning, everyone.
Hopefully everybody's having a great week. We're off to a good start. It's a nice, warm, sunny days, and it's feeling like summertime. I just mentioned that yesterday, and just it feels good. I love living in the American Redoubt. You get the four seasons.
I know. How nice is that? I mean, both you and I have lived in other places like in Arizona and Phoenix, and oh my goodness, you really miss the four seasons down there.
Yeah. I'm the fall's my favorite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But man,
well, and then the winter.
The beautiful winter. You know, I mean, it's just great. But we are blessed. We are so blessed.
Yes.
To live here. Now, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the fallback position, the safe haven for Christian patriots, especially self-reliant Christian patriots, to try to strengthen the already conservative areas, this area identified as the American Redoubt. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. And I just got a listener letter right before we came on. I just saw it. He's saying, hey, I'm about ready to get out of the Navy. You know, thanks for what you guys do. And I love it. And I'm thinking about Montana. And, you know, what are your thoughts? So I just wanted to throw this out there real quick. There's some beautiful places in Montana. And Montana is certainly within the American Redoubt.
Right.
But demographically.
Well, and I grew up there.
Yeah,
so I
exactly.
Would
I would say if I were going to look to the Montana area, I probably would look I would be focused on the Kalispell area.
Right.
The rest of the state is turning blue very quickly, sadly, politically.
Unfortunately, started in Missoula for the most part.
Yeah. They've got the human rights Gestapo there shoving under the auspices of equality down people's throats. And it is in the larger cities, but that's where this is where they perverted something that was really designed to make sure all people are created, you know, equally under the law. But really what it means is it's a front for special allowances and privileges and protections for perverts, really.
Right. Well, and they also had quite a bit of problems and issues with the whole environmental rogue system.
Yes.
And property rights and everything that had to do with anything eco-related, according to UN Agenda 21.
Yes.
And that was a really big problem a decade ago.
Still so. Going on, especially the water wars.
Right.
Water rights.
Right. And that really got started when all of Hollywood moved to Montana.
Well, that and the UN just wanted to target the rural, mountainous, Rocky Mountain, the source of water, right? Where does water begin?
Right.
Plus, there's a huge agriculture base there, a lot of subsidies, farm subsidies, and
right.
things like that, that Democrats years past were huge proponents of that.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because when I was there, it was largely Republican, and it wasn't overrun by environmentalists,
right.
and it was a nice place to live.
And this is a problem being what's the term usually referred to as Californicated, and Idaho is experiencing the same thing. We have the adversary, the enemy is in the wire. We've got leftist communists that are working very, very hard to try to flip Idaho especially. But Idaho is the most conservative red state in the American Redoubt, and that's where the majority of the people are trying to move to.
Right.
The problem is patriots, conservatives are moving into the area and driving prices up where it's There's not the jobs to support it, you know. So
right.
It's getting harder.
Well, and see, that very same thing happened in Montana as well. It drove all the taxes up so high that the local people that had lived there all their lives could no longer even afford their property taxes.
Right.
And like you're saying, it didn't have the industry to support the growth. And so it was a detrimental combination of factors that really hit Montana pretty hard.
Yeah, it really has. And so, you know, Idaho's experiencing the same thing. There is a major effort to push Idaho to the left. Southern Idaho, almost all of the elected officials down there are rhinos. It's the difference between like Olympia, the west side of the mountains in Washington, versus Eastern Washington or Liberty State.
Right.
Same thing in Oregon. Same thing in Idaho. The north and south. It's just
that's right.
The most of the, and there are a lot of Republicans, but they're rhinos. They're left of center or just go along with the system and not question it. So a lot of your really conservative patriots are in the panhandle. And
right, and that seems to be the common issue in every state. It has ended up being the urban as opposed to the rural.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, the urban people end up having the majority of the numbers, and then they overrule all the rural living people by their majorities, and then the rural people end up having no representation in government, which is the whole origin of the movement for Liberty State.
Yes.
Was to return the representative vote back to the people who live in the rural areas.
It would balance the power and it would enforce a Republican form of government as opposed to the democracy that they've turned it into.
Right. Mob rule.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So, the Liberty State effort, we're very solidly, you know, in support of it. Right now, it's kind of in a hiatus, but, you know, a lot of attention has been diverted just because of COVID-19. Now we've got riots going on in the streets, but all these cities are Democrat ran. They're all on fire.
That's right.
And so we're going to talk about that in the second segment. Right now is our opportunity to motivate the church to get people into the voting booths.
That's right.
And, you know, One News Now has got a great article about this that I'm going to talk about. I know that you had some candidates that you wanted to talk about as far as Washington State. We're broadcasting out of Spokane, so it's the bulk of our listening audience on the radio are Spokane listeners, Washington State listeners. So we understand that. So that's
yes.
We're kind of focusing on that. But you know, we're going to be covering throughout the Inland Pacific Northwest or the American Redoubt as these issues come up and candidates come up that we can identify to reach the listening audience, even if you're across the border, you know, from Spokane or wherever you are in the American Redoubt, want to try to help you folks out. So let's go to the word of the day, though, first.
Okay. Well, sounds first. Good to me.
It's actually third now, like we keep doing.
First, third.
It's supposed to be first.
Right. You know, seek ye first, right?
Right.
Okay. So what we have for the word of the day is from Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 28 through 31, and those read, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint."
That is a great scripture.
Isn't it?
Yes.
When you're weak, he is your strength. Love
mount
it.
Mount up as wings, with wings as eagles. With yep. Wait, how did I?
Yes, do you want me to just repeat that? With the
what happened to my brain just now? I know this one.
It's phenomenal. So let's see. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, is what that says.
There we go. All right. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And that's one of those ones I know from my childhood.
Right.
It's like totally burned into my psyche and my brain, and I just now just dumped it.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we can't even remember names anymore, so, you know.
Well, I've always been like that.
Oh.
Hi, my name is Joe. Oh, nice to meet you. What was your name again? Yeah. So, okay. So thank you for that, Lady Liberty. Thank you for that scripture.
You're
and
welcome.
We want to talk about what's going on with the, in the elections, Washington State. This is super critical. They always say that every year. This is the most critical election, you know, but, well, maybe they just become increasingly more critical, well, and here we are approaching the apex.
Right. Well, there's validity to that. They do become worse and worse each year, you know. I mean, it's kind of like, well, the people involved aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And it's because the church is not getting involved and not partaking in these elections where we could be making a huge impact. We could be making things better all the time. But by holding back and saying we have nothing to do with that, we're actually making our country worse. So that's an important point, that when Christians and good people don't get involved, things get worse.
Well, things usually get worse when you neglect something that is a duty.
Right.
It's not just something, well, some people are into that and some people aren't. No.
No.
you will be held accountable. In fact,
yes.
There's a great poem that I'm going to read one of these mornings about it will be the pulpit's fault. Really. The pastors, the leaders of the churches, the leaders of the flocks something that you and I discussed. We've been listening to several pastors and preachers, and it's great stuff, and it's biblical stuff, but it's over and over. Jesus is a great guy. Jesus just loves you. Jesus is just amazing. And we're hearing Jesus is a really great guy. You should give your life to him every single day. And I'm not seeing a lot of teaching to really equip the church to navigate, to deal with the issues of the day,
right,
the questions that are causing confusion in the minds of believers that are being told, well, you're supposed to love everyone. How can you be against this thing?
Right.
You know, and so Paul and all the apostles, we've been reading through like Acts and John, Peter, these guys were hitting the hard issues head on.
Right.
That people were confused about, and they needed clarification. They needed the Holy Spirit, and we're supposed to, you know, have that, but we're also inundated from every direction. They don't know how. The church today doesn't know how to be a Christian citizen in America.
Right. Well, and it's because they, largely from what we've been seeing in the past easy decade, is they walk their faith only within the walls of the church. They aren't carrying their faith with them outdoors and into their daily lives.
Right, right. It's true. But because they're not being taught.
Right.
It's not necessarily, I'm telling you, the pastors, the preachers, the pastors are the ones that are going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Really. He's not going to be like, well, you know, those guys are supposed to go outside after church and they're supposed to go and win people over for Jesus while their kids are getting caught up in drugs, while families are blowing up,
right,
while Christians are voting for Democrats.
Well, while politicians are voting in policies that cause people's property and water to be stolen. That's
right.
Not helping that family if their property is under attack by policies that corrupt politicians are passing.
Right.
And if, you know, that's kind of what we've really been pushing here lately with the political church is describing Christian action in government. And Jesus's commandments were to love God and love your brother. And what does loving your brother look like in government, right? How do you behave if you love your brother and you're an elected official? You make sure that everything that you're doing helps your brother be more prosperous, more successful, have a better family life, keep more of their money, keep more of their freedoms. And so an act of loving your brother is also voting, because you're voting to help him and his family succeed and be better off.
And those things are within our power.
Oh, yes.
This
exactly.
is not the Soviet Union. This is not
right.
North Korea. This is not Rome. This is not some other oppressive regime where you have no say. You have no control over it.
Right.
We do here. So what are we doing with it? We're squandering it as a people.
Right.
We I mean, there's no getting off the hook on this.
No. And that was a large part of my actions with my property rights group was we're following the commandments, right? The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet the neighbor's stuff, right?
Right.
Our property rights were being coveted by these agencies, by these state agencies.
We want your property. We want your water rights.
Yes,
they were
out to steal and coerce and you know, steal what people have worked so hard to, you know, build up for themselves.
Based on, once again, a lie. This is sustainable.
That's
this
right.
This is so future generations will have.
Right.
That's why we need to, yeah.
Right.
That's why we need to fine you, you know, until the fines equal the value of your property, and then we'll take your property.
Yeah, we'll just come in, and that was what they told me, you know. And so it's like, well, no, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal from me.
That's right. That's coveting and that's theft.
Yes.
God lays out the model for governance.
Right.
And it is just and it is righteous.
Right.
When it's done right. And a lot of countries don't have any say in how overreaching or oppressive or righteous a government is acting. If it's acting unbiblical, unscriptural, or if it's following biblical principles, is not within the power of many people around the world. It is within our power.
That's right.
And so, yeah, this is why it's so important. So, well, this is a really great discussion, but we ran right up against our break. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about these candidates.
Right.
And really important stuff. And
yep,
we'll
good.
Try to squeeze in this One News Now article that's talking about this very same thing.
Okay.
Folks, this is the Morning Commute with John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt and Lady Liberty. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues.
Samuel Adams said, "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen." These bold words were a scathing rebuke against his fellow countrymen, who preferred to let tyranny prevail for a few handouts from the crown. I echo Mr. Adams' timeless sentiments. Sadly, today, we are once again surrounded by fellow countrymen who have lost their will to continue in the contest of freedom and have determined to become slaves for the tranquil lives they hold more dear than the liberty they've squandered. And as an American, I struggle to call them my countrymen. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We are back, going into segment two here at the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're talking about the American Redoubt and the church getting involved to preserve our heritage, the things that we care about. And right now, it's political season, it's voting season, and we are being called to the battlefield. Right now, it's the political battlefield, as Lady Liberty put it very succinctly. So we're going to be talking about this through definitely for the next couple of weeks. And I'll go into that, how the pulpit will be held responsible, held accountable.
Right.
So you have a voter guide there.
The shepherds, yes. And the voter guide. Okay. So the two most important seats, I think, in this race are obviously going to be the governor and the attorney general. Primarily because the two that we have in there right now are catastrophes. And so, and they are nothing but communist supporters. So our suggestion for governor, of course, would be the strongest candidate running, which would be Lauren Culp.
Yes.
And for attorney general, we are voting for Brett Rogers to replace Bob Ferguson. For Lieutenant Governor, we are going to vote for Marty McClendon. Secretary of State, we choose Kim Wyman. For State Treasurer, we choose Dwayne Davidson.
Good.
State Auditor, we pick Chris Leyba.
How do you spell that?
L-E-Y-B-A.
Okay.
And then for State Partisan Office, we choose Sue Kuehl Peterson. For Superintendent of Public Instruction, we choose Ron Higgins.
There you go, Ron Higgins.
For State Partisan Offices, Insurance Commissioner, we choose Anthony Welty.
Anthony Welty?
Yep. And then for anyone living in Representative District 4, we would choose Rob Chase.
Yes, good man.
And for State Representative Position 2, we have J.J. Wandler.
J.J. Wandler. There we go. Okay, well, hopefully that helps you folks out there that are trying to figure out. And now remember, if you're listening to this driving in your car, or if you're right at home, you didn't grab a pen in time, what were those names? You can always go back and listen to all of our archive shows. This is Tuesday morning, 21st of July, which will be uploaded right after the show this morning. And you can re-listen to these, and you can send the link to like-minded friends and family. But you can go back and listen to these, and all of these, just listen to them online, or you can download those and actually have the MP3 file and build up your own little library of the morning commute radio shows, if you'd like. So
yeah.
There you go. This is easily retrievable, so we don't have to go back and reread all of this again. Our shows are uploaded and archivable at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And if that's a little too much for you to remember, then just go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the tab up at the top that says Listen to RFR. And there's all the different ways that you can listen, including the link to our Podbean site. So I want to just go over this One News Now article, and the title of it is Objective. Bring, like as in a goal, your objective. Bring your faith into the voting booth. Now, this just came out yesterday, and they interview several folks that are running, you know, Christian-based voter guide type of outreaches or websites. But there are some things here that I wanted to share with you in the last couple of minutes. My Faith Votes, which is the name of an organization, My Faith Votes, CEO Jason Yates feels that he says the election, this feels like the election of our lifetime, he tells One News Now, and says he came across a disappointing statistic from a Pew Research poll recently, and that is states that have high church attendance have low voter turnout, and states with low church attendance have high voter turnout, he summarizes. Isn't that interesting? The more religious freedom that you have, the more abundance that you have, the more you take it for granted.
Right.
The states with the highest church attendance have the lowest voter turnout. They're so confident. We got, look how many of us there are. You know, well, and so they don't.
And that's the unfortunate part, too, is that Christians have this tendency to believe that God will take care of them and they just need to pray. And then they forget that faith without action is dead, and without works, you know,
right.
You actually, you're called to act your faith, walk your faith, and bring it with you. And there's, of course, praying is wonderful, and we do that, a lot of it. It is definitely a spiritual battle, for sure, but it is also physical right now, and it's the physical spiritual combination of, you know, the communists choosing to dethrone God.
And counting on our apathy,
right,
and disinterest.
Right.
You know, in Idaho, I've heard a lot of people say, did you vote? Well, no. But, I mean, gosh, this is Idaho. I mean, my vote is we're going to like totally take this, right? I'm not worried about it. If I didn't show up to vote, this is so heavily conservative. And, you know, sure enough, look at the president's voting numbers, right? It's just like 70-80% or, you know, 60-something% for the Republican. But where they're failing and are short-sighted is the primaries. Now, Idaho's already had its primaries, but Washington has not. And this is how they're winning. The left, they're putting in a rhino, a left of center, a leftist guy running as a Republican. They dump tons of money into his campaign. You don't show up because there's like a 10, 15, 20% voter turnout during the primaries.
Right.
So they get the leftist Republican. Now, the bulk of the rest of the Christians, they show up on voting day and they pull the handle on the red, the R. They're like, and they walk away thinking they did their civil duty when they just put in a Marxist guy with an R behind his name because they didn't show up at the primaries and back.
And vote the right guy in.
And vote the right guy in. And that's this right. has happened over and over and over. And they can't figure out how some homosexual curriculum got pushed on their children's school district's curriculum.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
so.
And the pastor that spoke at Lauren Culp's event when we were there on Friday night, he made a very good point. He said Lauren Culp's opponent, by the last name of Freed, he's supported by the Republican Party.
Yes.
But Joey made a great comment on that. He said they didn't want the Republican Party exactly. backing him because the Republican Party has done nothing but failed the voters in
Absolutely.
Washington state.
Yep.
And I totally agree because we saw it firsthand in Olympia.
That's a really great litmus test right there. Is the establishment official Republican Party in your area backing that candidate? Then that's the guy to not back. That's the guy to try to unseat and make sure he doesn't get in because these people are sellouts.
Right. And the people are supporting Lauren Culp.
Absolutely. So, yes, they are. And he is leading. Anyway, we're out of time. We're running over. So we're going to, or we can't. They'll cut us off. So we got to go. All right, guys. You have a blessed rest of the day.
That's
this
right.
is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be blessed.
That's right. Blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful day.